Big D Entertainment, in association with Dipsy Doodle Productions, presents the Dave Holly Hour, brought to you by the Sky Lounge and Tea, XL Chiropractic, and Quality Nails. The Dave Holly Hour features Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment Conversations and has been recognized by the Sioux Falls Stage Awards with a special distinction for promoting the arts. A true lover of arts, entertainment, good food, and fun times, including an occasional Jack Daniels. Okay, so a few Jack Daniels. Here he is, Dave Holly.
Welcome, everybody. This is episode 77. So great to have all of you along with today. And yes, it's a weekend eve. It's Thursday. It's time for us to get ready to have a party. I think we're going to, thanks to Mother Nature. She's been pretty good this week, getting, you know, at average or above average temps. That's good. Looking forward to being outside doing some grilling. Coming up on today's show, funny man Jerry Irby talks about the local comedy scene and how he likes to hike. Plus, Seth Benson loves cosplay, movies, and especially has a fondness for VHS tapes as we talk to the creatives here on the Dave Holly Hour. But first, to grab your favorite beverage, lift it high, and toast it to being Thursday, a.k.a. Weekend Eve.
Hey, the weekend isn't around the corner. It's here.
So long, hump day and your frumpy way. We say hello to Thursdays with opening nights. The weekend is near, and we can see the bright lights. Yes, Thursday, you're so hearty. We can't wait for Friday, so a day early, we start the party.
Oh, you know where's a great spot to have a party and toast to your friends and so forth? Patios. Yeah. Whether it be at a local establishment with the outdoor seating they have, or your very own seats in your own backyard on your very own patio, where you got that nice grill. Yeah, man, I tell you what, I'm ready to throw some ribeyes down on the grates. See what we can't make there. So our weekend toast, whether Jack Daniel's Diet Coke with a lime like myself, or depending upon what time you're listening to the show, maybe it's coffee, milk, water, OJ, a Diet Coke, or some other beverage. You know, fruit juice is good too, peeps. No matter what, let's toast it to the patios and the fact that it's time to get back outside here in the upper Midwest and enjoy what I'm sure will at some point get really, really hot, and then we'll be complaining about, you know, why isn't it cool like it was back in January? And then when January rolls around next year, then we'll complain what it's like 20 below. Yes, that's the way we are, but we are hearty. We like to start that party early, don't we? So that's just one of two things we do at the beginning of every episode, if you're listening for the first time. And the other is, each week, the Dave Holly Hour gives a shout-out to a person, place, group, incident, idea, anything that provided a moment of happiness, what we call
honorable mention.
Oh, wow, I tell you what, have to give a big bravo to these people. Mighty Corson Arts Players. Charlie Cox runs with scissors, saw their finale, their Sunday matinee, and it was great. Some really, really strong acting in it. Brian Shipper always does a nice job with the direction. And, you know, they were still doing the COVID, so we were safety seated, you know, my wife and I, and then we weren't next to anybody and it staggered and so forth. And, you know, it took a while for them to get their season all completed, but it was so well worth it. What a great, great production. And can't wait to see what they have in store coming up for 2021-2022. So again, congratulations, Mighty Corson Arts Players in Corson, South Dakota, for Charlie Cox Runs with Scissors matinee finale. It was awesome. This applause is all for you. You are this week's winner of the coveted honorable mention. All right, but speaking of what we have coming up yet, later in the show, the love of VHS with Seth Benson. But up next, comedian Jerry Irby on the Dave Holly Hour.
Sure, they have darts, and you've heard me talk about how ruggedly handsome the trivia host is, but All Caps Fun never stops at the Sky Lounge and Tea. And fun is best had with your friends enjoying live entertainment, as in live and local. Yeah, the Sky Lounge believes in giving you the best bands, solo artists, and comedians from the area. The Neo Johnsons, Elizabeth Hunstead, Skylar Volks, as well as many others. And a great staff will make sure you enjoy your fun at the Sky Lounge in T, South Dakota.
He's never met a meal he didn't like. Once again, here is Dave Holly.
Welcome back to the Dave Holly Hour, everybody. It is another Thursday that's come along, making it weekend eve. We are headed into fun stuff. We've had decent weather this week. It's nice. But according to one comic in town, the warmer weather means lack of pockets in what you wear.
Yeah.
Jerry Irby, how are you?
I'm good, Dave. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. You know, you've been doing comedy for a while.
A little over a year.
Yeah. And you're somebody that I've just kind of recently met in this past year then, too. Mm-hmm. What got you into it?
Comedy in general. Oh, just always, man. Always in a comedy. I mean, it's a laugh. It's a good time. So why not? Who wouldn't be into that?
Right.
So,
what were the influences when you were a kid?
Oh, man.
Who did you like and say, man, that looks fun. I want to go do that and have somebody laugh at me.
Martin Lawrence, Will Smith. Even though Will Smith didn't do stand-up.
Right,
but still. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, yeah. That was more comedy. Eddie Griffin and Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
Also. That was the earliest I can remember influence to me.
That's a neat group, though, that you pulled out there. You know, because, you know, obviously Eddie Murphy comes to mind for a lot of people, but a lot of people forget, like, Martin Lawrence.
Great comedy stuff
that that man could do.
Right.
Yeah. And so do you pattern yourself after anybody?
No.
It's all you.
Yeah. I think it'd be a bit more difficult to pattern after somebody. Even though I just here recently thought of something that sounded better coming out of Bill Burr's mouth, actually, because he's one of my favorite comedians now, too. So it's the first joke that I've written that is kind of patterned after someone else.
Like,
so it's interesting you would ask me
that. Well, you know, I heard a conversation recently between a couple of local comedians talking about, well, somebody's sounded like somebody else's on something, and they said, but yeah, you know, funny people all kind of think alike, too.
True.
You know, so
true.
There's going to be things that come up that
it
won't be a repeat. You know, it's just we all have to bring what we have as separate entertainers. But it's been fun to see you and been doing some of the open mics and so forth. We've been a couple of them together.
Yeah.
we're actually recording this on a Monday, and you're here on a Monday night because
I am here.
Open mic right next door at Whitgrain.
Yeah.
Participating?
Of course.
I figured that.
Of course. Yeah. I do every open mic I can.
Okay.
I like doing comedy. It's fun to do.
Right.
Might have some thoughts that I might, you know, find funny. Might want to jot them out.
Yeah.
And, you know, outside of Boss, which Bosses is more like home to me as far as comedy stand-ups related. So it's nice to come out to other places and do it too.
Well, and you know, for one thing, the different crowd that you might have on a particular night, or you know, the other thing is about it, you know, anytime you perform, even if you end up with the same crowd but at a different show, even if it's the same location, it could be different that night, even if you spoke verbatim the entire set. That, you know, people react to things differently. You know, who knows, maybe somebody heard a joke one night and then 2 months later they're watching you and they laugh even more at it because they liked it the first time, or they didn't get it the first time and then they were thinking about it for 2 months going, damn, that was funny.
There are some jokes that I tried to write that were like that, but it was just, if you didn't get it at first, I had a hard time telling, like, am I wasting my time with this?
What does it take to write a bit? You know, because we all grow up learning jokes. I mean, that's pretty early on that we start telling jokes. But when you decide that you're going to be a stand-up comedian, you're not just going to stand up and tell a joke after joke after joke. You got to start writing bits and make it all work together. What's the process like for you?
For me, it originates in like a funny thought, just a thought that makes me inner giggle, mm-hmm. you know, and then I'll take that and write it down. And then I'll figure out a way to either take the principle of what makes that funny or that situation and put it into a story. You know, sometimes it may wrap in with something else I've been working on or something else that I've had sitting on a shelf. But, you know, that's where it kind of goes from there. It kind of just snowballs depending on what it is.
Right. And the other thing is you mentioned, you know, having something up on the shelf. Do you have a lot of things that, you know, you wrote a couple of years ago and before you started doing the open mic so much?
No.
And now you're coming back to them and going, okay, I think I can do this now.
No, not at all.
Don't have that.
Not at all. Because I was living in Rapid City since about 2008, and there was no comedy clubs over there. So even if I still wanted to do comedy, there was no way to. So I never gave it too much thought outside of, man, it'd be so fun to do that. I would tell jokes like this, or even sometimes when I drive, I like imagine myself doing comedy.
Yeah.
So when I moved here to Sioux Falls, like, oh, there's a comedy club here. So why not try it out? Finally try it out. So
who do you like out of the locals besides yourself?
Oh, man. All right. Chris Fryer, Preston Williams, Andrew Kerner, of course, Skyler. Oh, man, everybody's so good. William Conway, Jamie's funny. Of course, Zach. like, do I even need to...
We're doing the passive-aggressive right now and not hurting anybody's feelings.
No,
and
not.
If I forgot anybody, you too.
yeah, right.
No, it's been fun because, you know, I've been... I grew up in this area down in Rock Rapids. And a very good friend of mine is a comedian down in Sioux City that plays up here occasionally, Gary Lewis. Gary and I have been friends since first grade, even roommates for a few months. And so, you know, I always would have to come up here or drive down to Sioux City to see him. And, you know, comedy clubs have come and gone and so forth. And then we had a comedy owner here a few years ago that names that won't be mentioned. you know, some situations came about and things kind of seemed at a standstill. And then all of a sudden this Nathan Holtz guy decides that, you know, Nathan, let's go over and just take this extra little room at Boss's Pizza and call it a comedy club. And it's been so fun to watch people because, you know, one of the great things is that, well, I shouldn't say great things because it's hell while you're going through it, but the learning process of bombing and not having things go the way that you anticipated them to when you were writing that joke that you just thought was the funniest thing in the world ever. But then to see people grow in how they tell that same story, you know, and because I think of Nathan and how good he is now. Dan Bublitz, you know, that was here and then moved up to the Twin Cities and everything that he's doing. And then you see Skyler and you see Zach. And now all of a sudden, the women that are getting involved here is amazing.
Right?
You know, they're having their own shows even.
Like, everybody here is so good. Like, that's why when you ask me that, I mean.
tough to narrow it down. Right? But, you know, it's just so fun to watch the progression. And that's what I'm looking forward to watching in you as well. Because I've seen you a few times now, and I'm getting the idea of, you know, where you might be headed and so forth. But, you know, that's the other thing. You like it when you get surprised, too. And all of a sudden go, damn, that was funny. that was worth a good belly laugh there.
Yeah.
what do you like to bring up? My knee's going to stop hitting this table when I move it, doesn't it? we're wrecking the place today.
Oh, that's okay.
And I haven't even had a drink yet.
That's all right.
Yeah.
We
need one. So what do you like in comedy? You know, besides funny things that come to Jerry Irby's head, what are the things that really grab you when you're listening to somebody?
Oh, man. The punchline. Mm-hmm. I like the ride to the punchline. You know, the ride can be as up and down and bumpy as you want, as long as that punchline is worth it.
Right.
I feel like it was great.
Yeah. You know? And it's kind of like, okay, was that a wave that we rode or was that a roller coaster?
I don't know, but hey, it was worth it. So, yeah.
They should start rating comics on that, you know. Up to the punchline, was it a wave or was it a roller coaster? Was it an upside down roller coaster?
Well, then it'd be so hard because so many people look at different things in comedy, you know. That's another reason that the scene here is so good, because there's so many different types. Like,
true.
If you appreciate it all, everybody is so good, you know. It's
so do you remember,
insane, yeah.
Do you remember the first joke you ever told?
Yeah. Ever or just
well, you know, as far back as you can remember, a joke that you came up or heard and retold. You know, because that's what so much of childhood is for a lot of people, is, you know, they hear a joke and then they repeat it. All right, so we'll move on then. What about the first one that you wrote?
The first one I wrote
that you wrote as a bit.
As a bit, to tell on stage, the first one I wrote was, I like to thank my girlfriend for encouraging me to come up here in front of the mic for the first time. That's because she didn't know that most of my jokes are about her. And then I went into...
And then a litany of those, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you do have a girlfriend that's supportive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
That helps, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Annie's a sweetheart. Yeah, she's great.
That's awesome, yeah, because, you know, my wife, with all the things that I do, it's always nice to know that she's supportive of it.
Right.
Yeah, because it would be easy for, you know, a significant other of any entertainer to just kind of go, oh, here they go again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go with it
so
once
what are the,
again.
What are the comedy dreams for you?
Oh, man, dreams? I would like to do it as much as I can.
Yeah.
You know, it's so fun for me to do that. Of course, if I could get paid primarily doing it, I would love to do that. That's like a duh. Because that's what's important, you know. If you love doing something and then get
right.
paid to do it, then why not do it?
Exactly. But you think of that like, you know, full time then, or just a nice little side gig so that, you know, you got your regular job that pays the bills and everything, but... Hey, comedy money's mine.
either or. I mean, mm-hmm. right now where it's at is whenever I do comedy, I'm having fun doing comedy. If I could get a side gig doing comedy, that'd be great, too.
Yeah.
And if I could, you know, just say, okay, that's what I do for a living, purely comedy, that'd be even better. Yeah,
one. Yeah.
Because then that'll open a door to me doing more of my other loves in life, you
mm-hmm.
know, so...
And we'll get to that at the end of the interview, then. Oh. That's I always like to find out, you know, about entertainers, you know, what they like other than entertainment and so forth. So we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, as we're talking about, you know, dreams of comics and so forth, expansion at this point, you know, beyond Sioux Falls, where are the places you're going or want to be going?
Of course, I want to do a show in Detroit. That's my hometown.
Okay.
Like a headlining show. I would love to go back and do that. I want to do a show in Ontario, Canada for a friend of mine. I want to do a show in England for another friend of mine. And I would love to go anywhere traveling and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, outside of no place specific outside
right.
of those.
Okay. So that's pretty lofty. I mean, that's a great thing to have in mind that, you
yeah.
know. So we can come back in a few years and we can say, remember when he was on the Dave Holly Hour for the first time? Yeah.
And look at him. He's trash.
And now look at him. He's world renowned because he's been to England and Ontario, Canada. I should laugh about Canada because I've been to Canada once. It was years ago when the exchange rate was incredible. And so we go up there. And I usually drink Jack Daniel's Diet Coke with a lime. And I had just $20 American on me at the time. I didn't have any of my loonies, toonies, etc. And so I put the Jack Dent, or he brings the drink, I throw him the 20. He brings back $25 Canadian. I said, is there any place I can rent for a home?
Right. What is this, man? Yeah, I never pay attention to the conversion rate at all. I figure if I'm, and I've only been out the country once before, so never had any.
All right, so you got world travel as part of your comedy career. You know, you want to get that worked in and so forth. That's always a good thing. What about the new things that you want to bring up? What are you working on right now that we haven't heard yet?
Well, when I wrote on the way here.
Hey, there we go. See?
It's hard for me to take notes because a lot of my thinking comes in when I'm driving.
Driving, yeah.
So I'll turn my radio off and just think. So it's hard to, jot it down because I don't want to take my phone out and do it. And I never listen to my voice memos because if I have to verbalize it, then it kind of takes away from my thoughts, where it's kind of easier
really?
To my hand than to my mouth.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the one I wrote kind of in a style I think would be funnier in Bill Burr, because in my normal style, it wouldn't be funny.
All right.
But with his style, it might make it a bit.
Well, now we got to stay around and watch tonight.
Yeah, I was going to try it out tonight and see how it goes.
How often do you write? Weekly, daily?
No type of schedule or rhyme or reason to it. A lot of times Wednesdays before the open mic at Boss, I might, oh man, what do I want to do tonight? Okay, then I'll take out my note card and, I'm working on this joke, or I still want to see if this is funny, or, all right, I know this is funny, so, tell this one and get a laugh, and working on this, still testing this out, and kind of stretching my set on what I have going on within all my notes combined.
And you actually handwrite, don't you? Or do you tablet and phone and everything else?
Yeah, I have a smaller notebook here. I have my phone, and then I have a bigger notebook.
Okay.
Some of my jokes I need to write out longhand because it's more of a story related.
Right.
There's a longer ride in it.
Yeah.
So even though I don't say it like I write it, I still need to write it so I have some idea of what I'm saying.
Do you still write that out in a long form, though, versus notes?
I'll write it out in long form, but on my notes, it may just be a word.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I've wondered about that. See, because I have, pardon the language, I have horseshit handwriting. My wife will attest to that, as will anyone else that's ever seen it. So I have to be, using my phone and so forth. And those are primarily just notes. And then from that, I'll take time to actually sit down at the computer, write the whole thing.
And type it out?
And type it out. And then read through it a couple of times, and then it goes away.
Oh,
and then I just try to, incorporate whenever I can. Whatever comes up, I'll work with it and go with it. And if it doesn't come out right, well, we had fun making it work sometime.
Right.
It's funny because, you can forget, small little things.
Mm-hmm.
The other night when you saw the show down in Canton that I opened, Jamie was featured and then Zach headlined. And I had done this
whole... Great show, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we had a blast, and we're going back. And
And
you might be going back, too.
Oh, right on.
As a performer, yeah.
Right on.
How'd that be?
That'd be fun, yeah. Cross Canton, South Dakota off the list.
There's, yep. England, Ontario, Detroit, Canton, South Dakota. Check market now. But... I had my opening bit about, the doing the 420 and weighing 420 and so forth, and being a sit-down comic. And then there was one extra little thing that I just written Saturday. And thought, oh, man, can't forget that. Sure enough, forgot it. Because then I was going to say, at my age, I don't need to smoke marijuana. I stand up and I get high. I'm lightheaded. And I forgot that one little line that I just put in that day. So,
oh, man, that's true.
So how often are things forgotten as you're going through your routine?
Man, I have things that are major parts of my routine that I'll forget. at the show you saw Thursday at Lakeland, there was a part of my therapist. There's a major part in that where she asked me, when did I hit my rock bottom? And I say, look, lady, I've always been more of a Stone Cold Stunner man myself. Completely forgot that. Go on to say, I guess it was around the time my fourth bowl of milk and Doritos. So it's, yeah. And that was one of the starting staples of that whole little joke set. And I just completely forgot it, you know, so yeah, it happens.
That's for sure. That's why our friend Dan Bublitz has a show called The Art of Bombing. And, you know, it's so fun to watch it. And then you'll see similar shows, you know, on like some of the streaming channels. And every major, you know, top billed comedian will tell you about when they bombed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So it's just a part of the process and everything. Been good to get you to know your perspective on comedy. But like I said, I always want to know, when you're not being an entertainer, then who do you like to be entertained by? What do you like?
All right, so just completely eliminating comedy.
No, you can still have comedy in there, but, you know, aside from you performing.
Okay. I listen to podcasts. I like Bill Burr. I like The New Day.
Yeah.
They're wrestlers and they have a podcast. It is the funniest thing. I just love their chemistry and their whole podcast and what they talk about. Everything's funny there. I game, of course. I recently started my own podcast, The Perfect Pancake Podcast.
Oh.
What I do. Yeah.
Let's hear about it.
I'm only like four episodes in. It was something I recently started. I kind of just a project that I've been wanting to work on just to see how or where it could go or what it would become. So yeah, I just started maybe four episodes ago. I spent three episodes on a greatest cartoon of all time bracket contest. So that's what my first few episodes are about. And yeah, that's been fun.
Awesome.
Learning how to edit the audio and everything like that.
Oh, it will get much easier.
Yeah. And Nate Holtz, he helped me get everything that I need for it. And
what a great resource,
yeah,
isn't he?
He's such a cool guy too. And his podcast, The Tom Crier, is amazing.
Yes, it is.
He's another one that I listen to as well. Yeah, The Perfect Pancake Podcast.
Perfect Pancake Podcast.
Available
Triple
everywhere.
P.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta listen to that one. Yeah. All right. Aside from that, any other entertainment things?
No.
Okay.
No.
What about other hobbies? What do you like to do in your spare time?
Xbox is normally what I'll do if I'm being lazy. I love to hike and camp, but not like on a... I don't like day trips. You know, I want to be gone for weeks at a time.
Wow.
And yeah. So not too much of that around here. There's not too much hiking to satisfy my itch around here.
Palisades, Newton Hills, you know, you can do those in a day.
Yeah. You know.
Well, Jerry, it's been a pleasure. Certainly enjoy your comedy. Be sticking around here to watch your set tonight.
Oh, awesome. Are you going up tonight?
I don't think so. No, because I've got another guest coming, so don't know, you know, when things will all fit in and so forth.
Right on.
Yeah. But don't worry. I did think of something today as I was driving around on this beautiful day.
It is gorgeous out here, isn't it?
As to what I might do if I were to go up. So you never know. I might be a late entry.
I'll have to see you out.
All right. Appreciate it, Jerry. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks for having
me. You bet, man.
Have a good day.
You do the same. And we'll be back with more of the Dave Holly Hour here in just a moment.
Dr. Perry Langston and Dr. Corey Tooney know excellence is in you. That's why they provide you with excellent care at XO Chiropractic, improving your overall health in spirit, body, mind, and will. Get results the natural way. Arrange a consultation. 605-332-9222. Or exokairos.com. Excellent care for excellent people. XO Chiropractic, located at 4309 South Racket Drive in Sioux Falls.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military.
Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
With him, every day is a holy day. Once again, here is Dave Holley.
Welcome back to the Dave Holley Hour, everybody. It is always a pleasure to have great guests on. That's what we keep achieving each week. Another one right now. A friend of mine that I've known for a few years now, we were in improv together for a while, and he is one of the more interesting characters when it comes to enjoying entertainment, because he still likes VHS tapes.
I do.
And has a lot of them.
As of recently, I gave quite a few to a friend, so it's like, they're still around.
Seth Benson, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, we were just talking a few minutes ago before starting this conversation about last time we saw each other. Your son was just a few days old. You were coming out of Costco with a boatload of diapers.
I was, actually. I had just gotten out of the house, and it was unbelievable. It was, what do we do?
And Eli is how old now?
He will be 2 in June.
2 in June, okay. Yeah, so it's been a while then.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, obviously you were a little busy with stuff, and then the whole corona thing came along, and nobody really got to see anybody for a while.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but you and I are acquainted because we used to be in improv together, so you've done that. You're a VHS. So you gave some of them away. What did that bring the collection down to?
Oh, who knows? But I probably gave my friend Troy he's like nerdier than me.
Okay.
So he came in and I was like, hey, go ahead and bring some bags, some boxes, whatever you got. He brings in these tubs that say Shopko, and it's like the old school Shopko ad. Logo.
Right.
And I was just like, oh, you are taking this to the next level. And maybe like hundreds. Uh-huh. So I was like, oh, I finally have a garage again. And Carrie was very happy.
I can imagine, yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially with a growing family. Now, have you gotten your little boy into watching VHS tapes?
Actually, Eli is just all about outside and he's happy to see a dog. He's happy to see other people. So, like, you know, if, like, people say, like, oh, you're so acquainted with TV and everything. I'm like, no, actually, Carrie and I really never do. Like, it'll take us 8 sittings to get through a movie because Eli is just chaos.
So, have you made any adjustment to get, you know, like Blu-ray or DVDs, streaming services? Do you?
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're still up on everything. It's just that the VHS thing is more of a collection part for you. What attracted you to it?
It's just like they've always, like, you can physically hold it, and it's got like all the cover art, and sometimes the tracking will get off, or
right,
just. It has some sort of character and some sort of nostalgia to everything, and it's just like I've always been a huge fan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when do you remember the first one you actually bought?
Oh, the first one? Oh, probably Top Gun.
Really?
Maybe.
Okay, so that puts us in mid-80s.
But
when did you buy it? Because
I probably bought it in like 1995 or 1996.
Okay.
I probably had to do a lot of chores and that kind of thing to pay for it.
Yeah, and by then probably had to look around quite a bit to find one, didn't you? Of Top Gun, or was it pretty easy? Yet?
Oh, it was fairly easy.
Okay, yeah, because you know, obviously, you know, that would have been about the time that suddenly everything's in the, you know, $5 or under bin at stores and so forth. So then you start to rummage through. How much time do you spend when you find a place that has VHS tapes? for sale. Are you just going to go over and take a look, take a gander, or are you going to be standing there for like an hour?
Oh, I just take a quick look. You know, if it's the last stop, or Savers or anything. Uh-huh. I don't go like all the time regularly because it's really gotten carry bad. Like, I've lied about it before. Like, oh, I'm just at the library, and then I'll be at Savers or anything. But those days are long gone.
Yeah.
But usually I just take a gander, and if I don't see anything, then I shoot out of there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you gave your friend Troy a fair amount of them.
Mm-hmm.
Are there VHS collectors out there, though, that you're in touch with where somebody will say, hey, if you got this one, I'll give you $100? Are there any value?
I have not come across a situation like that, but I've seen some people screenshot things on eBay.
Uh-huh.
Like, people are asking a phenomenal amount. Like, You got to be kidding me. This could be like a house mortgage
for
this kind of thing. And like, or either that, or like people are just so proud of their stuff.
Uh-huh.
That they
are they like big name movies, or are they rarities?
Oh, pretty much like rarities, or maybe like the first,
first Kevin Costner film,
or, I want to shell out that kind of money, but
because it was maybe really bad.
Oh, which one was it?
I can't even remember the name of it, but it was bordered on pornography.
but maybe like the first edition of things, like Betamax and all these other things. But it's, I think with the COVID and like the market, you know, doing its thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think like a lot of people are
just selling stuff.
Yeah. Or like kind of swallowing their pride in selling things cheaper. So,
all right. So obviously this means you are a big movie fan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What are your favorite movies? You have a particular genre you lean more toward than others?
It changes every week. but mostly like the cult section, just in cold like ranges too, and mm-hmm. there's an excellent documentary of like the history of it, and it was broken down into three parts. It was like three different genres. It's Let's Do the Time Warp, and that's on Vudu.
Okay,
I got it, and it might be on Amazon Prime, but like it broke down like all the classics, like Christopher Guest.
Mm-hmm.
Like all his mockumentaries. I really enjoy those.
Very cool. Yeah.
That's what like really, I think like all the mockumentaries back then, like Best in Show and Spinal Tap and A Mighty Wind.
Anything involving SCTV people.
Oh, for sure. It kind of got me into improv, and like mm-hmm. other guys I went to high school with. When I was younger, watching the improv thing, I'm like, oh, I want to do that for a speech contest and things.
Yeah. Is there a particular movie that you still have that you will never give up in your VHS collection?
I've probably come across. Well, Rad. It's a BMX movie that was impossible for me to find. And I have an unwrapped... Oh no! I'm sorry. A wrapped, in shrink wrap.
Yeah.
Still like available from the store of A Clockwork Orange, and it's like an old school, like from the 80s or 90s is when it came out, and or the certain VHS. But I'm like, oh, I don't know if I should open this, that kind of thing.
Have you hinted, because you said you've seen some stuff on eBay, as to what people are getting for some, or asking at least. Or something. Have you considered just throwing it out there to see what kind of bites you'd get on that?
Oh, I think pretty soon I will. I'm like, I guess it. Yeah, I'm like, I'm ready to part with some stuff. I've done that process.
Right.
Of Marie, whatever it's called.
Oh yes, yeah, I know who you're talking about. I can't think of the name either. But
if it brings me joy, then
right.
Yeah. And that's a hard process, but
yes, it is.
As soon as Troy, my friend Troy, showed up, I'm like, okay, this, no longer.
Yeah. Well, that at least it got you a start on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not missing any of those at this point?
Not right now.
Okay, no. Good. Yeah, that's always the better part, mm-hmm. is if you do part with something, and then it's okay that you did part with it. All right. In the meantime, what about some of the current movies? Have you even been able to see any other than by doing the streaming?
I've actually mostly streaming.
Yeah.
And, like, it might be a couple months behind, but Carrie and I actually just got around to Bedknobs and Broomsticks. Physics. Yeah, and it was fantastic. Yeah. It was a fun time.
Very good. What are you hoping that Eli kind of gets into?
Because
right now he's into the outdoors, but in terms of like films and different entertainment, what are you hoping that maybe he gets excited by?
I think for the most part if there's any movie with a dog, he loves dogs. He loves animals. He likes babies. He and cars and everything. So I'm thinking like if he really gets into like Muppets, I think he'll be good to go.
Yeah,
he'll be.
Well, you let me know if he does. I've got a Kermit doll I can give him.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, he would love that.
And I'll even do the voice for him then. what about, Comic-Cons and Super-Cons and so forth? Because you tend to enjoy comic books and everything associated with it. What do you think is big right now, and what do you think is going to become even bigger?
Well, I mean, right now it's kind of a difficult time because of Comic-Con. It's been canceled
right.
and because of COVID and everything like that. Like, how do we do live events now with the crowds and everything? So it's like maybe it'll like slowly build up again. But maybe I'm thinking like some of the smaller independent stores or whichever putting things up is going to be great.
Yeah.
Like one guy in town I know is doing his own independent thing with concerts and food trucks and all this. And I could just kind of see like smaller Comic-Cons coming up.
Yeah. Because I know that SuperCon is looking to get back, to live events and so forth after having done a virtual this past year.
Yeah.
But what got you into that?
Basically, I was always kind of the comic nerd.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and I always liked to go into Rainbow. Like, usually, if I was visiting my grandmother or if my dad and I were out here, like, we would always go to Rainbow. And, my grandma kind of, like, felt kind of dragged to go there, but she likes looking back on it now and everything. And we just kind of uncovered quite a few comic books at her farm, like way back in the 90s. We were about to destroy a building, or break it down and everything, and we found this box, and it was just like comics from my dad's era and his brother. So that's what I don't know what would have happened if I never came across that. the nerd would never be born.
Would never be born. That's quotable. I like that one. Because I ask, because we kind of tie in, a few questions back about your son Eli, and now moving into the Comic-Con situation and so forth, because that boy's already been in a lot of costumes.
Oh, he has, and I'm like, I don't know what the next thing will be, and I definitely know there's a lot of parents out there that go the extra mile, but my wife and I try to do this thing. It's like closet cosplay, or basically like whatever we can do under $20,
right?
That kind of thing.
Which is why you're at Savers, besides looking for the VHS.
we try to check Goodwill for anything that would be awesome. I mean, he's been Elmo, he's been Marty McFly, like a baby Marty McFly. We actually got him to sit in the DeLorean. Oh, it was such a blast. And the lady running the station actually punched in his birthday.
Oh no.
It was the 1955, the 2015, for part two.
Right.
And then she looks at us like, hey, when's his birthday? And I go, June 20th, 2019, and she pops it in to the thing, and we have a photo of it. It was the coolest.
And where was this?
That was at SuperCon, and it was like one of the replica of the DeLorean,
right?
And this was for the Michael J. Fox Fund Foundation.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not sure what the full name of it is, mm-hmm. but like, that was so fun and so generous of them. And I'm like, I want to donate more to this because this is cool.
Yeah.
Gotta keep it going. And I hope like someday he can get back in the DeLorean for like a senior photo.
Oh wow,
that is like one of our goals.
That's cool. So how did you find a woman that enjoys all this nerddom?
I mean, like, I knew her already, but like slowly over time we became like nerd
together.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like we just kind of stumbled upon it, and she really enjoyed like the cosplay or like the cheaper cosplay,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing, and like we could pull this off.
Because the two of you have done this quite a bit off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It kind of started like with Halloweens and everything. Like when she was in college, I'm like, okay, what if we try this, or this or this? And it, like every Halloween, it would be like 8 different choices, and we would have to like narrow it down. It was just a good time. Like we just kind of started cosplaying. After a while dating.
And then what's your favorite one that you've portrayed between the two of you?
For her, recently she was Myra Rose.
Oh.
From the Schitt's Creek.
Schitt's Creek. Love that show.
Yeah, and I was the Johnny Rose. And
okay.
Eli was David, but we couldn't get his hair right. His hair was like too curly and too fine, and he was not going to sit still.
Get it gelled or anything.
Yeah. So that was.
But you put them in black and white.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
The best one I've done, and I was like complimented before and complimented after, was the Penguin from the Gotham series,
mm-hmm.
like the newer Batman series,
like Danny DeVito style.
Oh no! It was the TV.
Okay.
Gotham.
Yeah. Yep.
I was the Penguin from that.
Excellent.
And people. Like, I was at a store one time, and some girl goes, "Now, I don't mean to offend you or anything, but you would make a great Penguin." And I'm like, I have. And I had to show her the photos. So it was a good time. And, like, we totally spaced on, like, entering the costume contest.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, yeah.
Have you won one?
No, actually, I have not.
Yeah, because those are tough. I mean, you know, you sit there and think of a costume contest, and you go, "Oh, yeah, I think I could do that." And you go there, and then you're just blown away by what some people mm-hmm. come up with. It's fantastic.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh, that used to happen all the time at the place by West Mall, but now it's the Borrowed Bucks.
Oh yeah, that's
there were
right.
some crazy awesome
yeah.
costumes that I saw.
There would be, that's for
and
sure.
They broke it down like most original, and then like most sexiest.
Yeah,
and everything. it would be crazy to see what type of things people came up with. There was some oddball type stuff. I saw this guy when he was a plant,
mm-hmm.
and he was just loving every minute of it. He was green just all over.
Okay, so what do you think will be this year's big thing for somebody to go as cosplay?
Oh, cosplay. I was surprised that Tiger King, like from last year, hasn't. I mean, that kind of came and went.
Right, very quickly on that one.
And it was just kind of like Halloween was a whole new thing last year. Like, you know, what happened to being close? I'm like, what would, that is a really good question. Like, what would be big for this?
Yeah.
Tell
you one that I saw last week, or this last Halloween, wasn't cosplay per se, but just Halloween, was from Yellowstone, the daughter, and then Rip, the cowboy. And it was a young couple, and they looked perfect. It was awesome. And that was very cool. But that was also one that's probably a little bit limited, mm-hmm. you know, because not everybody watched Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. But for those that did, it was immediate. You knew it and so forth. But, you know, and so that's part of it, because it's also, you know, trying to trick out the other person mm-hmm. that might be into a costuming party or a Halloween party or cosplay and, you know, want to be a step above, but still have to be recognizable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just always love the cleverness that some people will go.
Yeah.
I've seen one where the guy, a guy I follow, and he was at the Comic-Con with his kids, and they met one of the actors that played Spider-Man, and he went as every villain in a Marvel movie, and he was like in the green screen outfit with like the little ping pong balls.
Oh,
so it's like that active motion.
Excellent.
So that was that got a laugh out of
that
out
would
of
be
those, whoever it wasn't, like Tom Holland, I think, but yeah.
Oh, that's great. A couple of questions I always like to end with. When you're not, of course, you know, this would be the first question you probably have. It's really been our interview more than anything. Mm-hmm. Is when you're not involved in entertainment, what do you like to be entertained by?
Definitely the whenever I can see people stand up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also. I really like this. There was a fad, or I'm not sure like where this is gonna go or anywhere, but there was like a Netflix series and a documentary, all about I think it was called Mortified, and it was all regular people coming up to the stage. They were all different ages, all different races and everything, and I'm like, this would be so cool to do. Everybody came out and read like hilarious moments from their journals from high school, and then you know, like completely crazy like life experiences written down at that time, like in the mid-90s or so. There were some really funny ones, and there were some like crazy, scary moments.
Yeah. Speaking of Netflix, I know you're a big fan. When are we ever going to get, you know, Stranger Things back?
Oh, hopefully soon.
No kidding.
It's got to come back with a big punch.
No doubt.
To get COVID.
Yeah.
Or to get
it back.
Yeah.
Get everybody back into thinking that way and so forth.
Oh, that last season was fantastic.
Yes, it was. No doubt about it. But missing a season has been, tough.
Yeah. Eli was just a couple weeks old.
Yeah.
So we were basically watching it. Making sure he was fed, changing his diaper. We would have to pause and everything. He was just weeks old.
Yeah.
Like any time, like some big loud noise, he would shake and everything. Oh, it was a crazy time.
And then final question is other hobbies. What do you like to do?
Other hobbies, aside from Eli,
yeah,
which takes up 90%.
I was just
going
to say that probably doesn't leave much for you, does it?
Oh no, not. I think a lot of people do not mention like just straight up relaxing, like just unwinding.
True. That's a great point.
Unwinding, take a bath, who knows, or hot tub, you know, whichever. And I don't know, a lot of people just do not mention that, and I think that's a key for getting through, you know,
life,
the stress, and then like, you know, whatever's going to go happen with this.
Yeah. Remember, the correct pronunciation is pandemic.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, Seth, it's been a pleasure catching up with you. Thanks for telling us about the VHS collection, talking about movies, cosplay, and the whole works. Appreciate it, my friend.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right.
I had a good time.
And we'll be back to wrap up the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment.
Ladies, when it's time to give your nails some love, get that extra special treatment from Quality Nails on South Minnesota Avenue in Sioux Falls. Manicures and pedicures that look great and make you feel fantastic. Zaya and Tony provide professional care for your hands and feet, whether you just want the basics or an extra special look with added flair. Oh, and guys, it's okay to treat yourself too. Quality Nails. Call for an appointment. 605-334-1463.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
From the Dipsy Doodle Studios at the world headquarters of Big D Entertainment, a 40-square-foot home studio in the middle of America, it's Dave Holly.
Thanks again, everybody. Thank you to my guests, Jerry Irby and Seth Benson. Also, thanks go out to Woodgrain Brewery, Frontier Bank, and Agua Fresh. They provide that lovely lobby area at 9th and Phillips, where we record a great many of the Dave Holly Hour Show podcast interviews. But mostly want to thank each and every one of you for listening. I tell you what, the numbers keep growing. I am so pleased, and thank you so much for the way that you respond. Thank you for the downloads, the likes, the shares on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, etc. Now, make sure you check out DaveHollyHour.com for more about the show, including a little news and notes that pops up right up the front. By the way, get out and about this weekend. Enjoy all the great art taking place. Miss Carries and I, we're going to have to choose from a few things. There's plenty going on, as usual, but there's one thing we know that we're definitely going to catch. That would be friend of the show, Elizabeth Hunstead, is going to be at the Source Friday night. And that, by the way, that Source is now in Uptown Sioux Falls. Next week, the morning show team from Dakota News Now, Eric Thorstenson, Vanessa Gomez, and Aaron Dowda will be on. We're going to talk about how entertainment has become more newsworthy and so forth. Looking forward to that. Remember, I'm Dave Holly, and for me, every day is a holiday.
The Dave Holly Hour has been brought to you by the Sky Lounge and Tea, XL Chiropractic, and Quality Nails. If you would like to contribute to the continued success of this podcast, go to DaveHollyHour.com. At the bottom of the front page is the additional link section. Click on the orange button, Dave Holly on Linktree. You can order merchandise, become a Dave Holly Hour VIP, and make contributions to the show. The Dave Holly Hour is produced in the Dipsy Doodle Studios by Big D Entertainment.
Thanks for listening.